The first person is Mr. Lawrence Guyot. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, sir? Okay. Okay. Teresa is going to time people, and she's going to lift up the red thing when you have 15. The red folder when you have 15 seconds left to speak. We'd appreciate it if you could wrap the comments up then. Nancy Banks.
I'd like to say hello to the people from New York, because I've only been in Washington for about 2 years, and it's a little different down here. But I think the thing that I really want to focus on, since I'm a physician, and I'm glad you're in science, because the one thing I really, really, really would like this station to begin to look at is how they look at scientific issues. And I don't think there's enough science on this station, and science as it relates to the political condition. For example, this week there was another Osama tape, which Osama's been reported widely to be dead in the foreign press. However, so is Zakari, but it doesn't matter. He has one leg and he's dead, but he's a Goldstein. But it would have been a perfect opportunity to talk about the technology of voice replication. Recently, we had all of this terrible weather, and there's something called scalar energy. And in Alaska, they have something called HARP, which is the High Aural Active Research Project, which deals with scalar energy, sending it up into the ionosphere to be able to change the weather. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson introduced a bill, Senate 517, which deals with weather modification. And if they have a bill, that means they're already doing it. So I really think we need to begin to be proactive and set the agenda. The Chinese are talking about using fusion for energy. There are people who are talking about extracting energy from the vacuum, and they already have machines that are doing that. Nope. I mean, we need to stop talking about oil. We need to talk about the future. And so the thing that I would really like to see Pacifica to begin to do is to have more scientists who understand the politics and are able to project ourselves into the future. Thank you.
Tom Hogan.
Hi, everyone. I'm a listener here in PFW land, Washington, D.C., and I just wanted to say it's really inspiring to see such capable, intelligent, good-hearted people. And I agree Pacifica is so important. It can't be said too much. The only comment I wanted to make is that I would really want to propose maybe Ambrose Lane's program be put national. And so, to leave it in a few words, just that.
We'll leave 10 seconds of silence for it to sink in. Io Handy Kendi, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Thank you very much. Giving praise and honor to the Almighty, I'm really thankful to be here. I am a representative of Washington, D.C. I was born and raised here. I'm on the listener sponsor board. I've been a volunteer with WPFW since WPFW started way back there, as you mentioned, in the 70s. I'm also a 30-year activist. I do healing and racism work. I'm the founder and the director of the African American Holiday Association. My board background has shown me that we need Pacifica so very, very much. And I'm very pleased to see the diversity of this group. Years ago, I remember talking to Ambrose about Pacifica taking a national policy on racism. And I really want to know what happened to that national policy. In light of Katrina and all that it so-called brought to light, there were many of us who have been working in the vineyard for years who already knew that the root cause of a great deal of the social injustice and the area of politics all relate to the fundamental issue of racism. And racism then breeds stress and trauma, which of course affects our health and our spirituality. And I'm really interested in knowing if Pacifica is ready to take that hard look on a national level with offering educational programs that would really, really help to heal racism. Not just talk about the end products of the politics around racism, but how we can go at educating people to heal us. And I think because we have such a diverse board, we are microcosm of that which we ourselves are dealing with, not only in the work that we do, but also right here on this board. And so hopefully on every single board in Pacifica that there will be that opportunity to deal with the healing of racism so that we can be more effective in our work in the community. And the second concern I had is to ask, who on the Pacifica National Board do you go to if there's an issue of governance? In our local station board, we had an issue, and I asked Rob Robertson to take it to the National Board. And when you look at the bylaws are relatively vague. They're very general. And so I think that it's really important that as a national organization that is so tremendously important, that we have standards that help each local station board to be able to navigate to be more effective in the work that they do. And so I'd like to just know who that person is and if there is no one, if that person could be established. Thank you.
We'll note all the questions, and at the end, in the time remaining, we'll try and address them. And if not, we'll come and talk to you individually afterward, if that's all right. The next person is Natalie Fani from the Embassy of Venezuela. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Good evening, everybody. My name is Natalie.
Hey. Welcome.
Good evening. Welcome.
All right. Everybody's really active. Good. My name is Natalie Fani, and I'm the political analyst for the Embassy of Venezuela. It's the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, to give you the correct and the official name. First of all, I really want to thank you for the support that you guys have shown to Venezuela just to educate the regular folk in the United States about what's going on in Venezuela, what's really going on in Venezuela. But I also want to tell you that as a local person living in D.C. in Maryland, I've been living here for the past 10 years, I'm very concerned about the lack of dialogue that we have in the local station in Washington. You all were talking about dialogue. You were saying that the station is for the people, that we should include the people. But I just think that only 2, 3, or 4 hours for the entire, month or something, on dialogue is not enough. You know, in order to educate our folks and to tell them what's really going on up there, and in order to for them to analyze and make their own decision. I'm not saying that people should vote for Chavez. I'm just saying that people should know what's going on to figure it out if they should vote for Chavez. And I'm just giving an example here. And so I just want you to please reconsider what's happening and to make sure that you're really reaching out every single community. The Latino community, me as a Latina, you know, Latinos in my heart, like before, you know, I'm Venezuelan, but I'm also Latina. And I love Salvador, and I really love your comment. So I had to tell you that. We need to keep in mind that we live in a multicultural society, and that we need to make sure that we're really, you know, talking about things that the other stations will never talk about. You guys have the power to really show people, you know, what's up there in the progressive movement. And I really want to make sure that, you know, you're taking advantage of your strong, you know, network to do so. And that's all I wanted to say. And if you need anything, you can, you know, call me at the Embassy of Venezuela. Thank you very much for your time. Good night.
Mr. Guillot, you can just raise your hand when you're ready and let me know where you are. Okay. Norberto Martinez.
Good evening, everyone. I'll just cut to the chase. I'll basically hand out 4 pages of my document, and hopefully everyone gets a chance to read it. And it's basically for us to really consider diversifying our WPFW radio station. I'm a member of the local station board. And I'll basically read what I have written. I'm not sure if I'll have enough time to read all of it, but I do encourage everyone to look at it.
talk to it.
All right, let me just cut to it then. Currently at WPFW, what I'm requesting of the national board is basically that we change the current state of WPFW through various ways. One, currently we have between 19 to 22 hours of music at WPFW. I think that is ridiculous. I think we need a discussion. I think we need to open up the airwaves to really encourage our community to participate and to also learn about what Pacific is about. Second, the WPFW staff is 100% African-American. I do not mean to offend any of my brothers and sisters of African descent, but we have to diversify the staff. Third, linguistically, WPFW is behind. We do not have programs that really represent the linguistic and multicultural diversity that we have in the capital of the United States. There isn't really any programming that is in Spanish. We do have one, which is called the Latin Flavor, which they don't even say it in Spanish. Second, out of the five programs, three of these programs are Latino. Two are African-American. I don't mean to offend, but I have to say the truth. One of them plays Brazilian music, and this one person... I used to be our general manager before Ron Pinchback, who doesn't speak any Portuguese. The other, on Friday, plays music from, is also African-American male, plays music from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, supposedly in Spanish. Most of the programming is, the hosts have their programs in English. The songs, the music is in Spanish. But they sort of go back and forth between, you know, playing from corporate music to playing the Nueva Canción. You may be familiar with the Nueva Canción, the Trova, Silvio Rodriguez, things like that. And it's not really educating any of the folks in the community. So what I'm asking is basically that we follow the mission of Pacifica and we do consider seriously to diversify WPFW. I have repeatedly mentioned this at our local station board, but again, I'm in the minority. If you look at the other pages, you'll actually see I went through the tedious work of creating, basically dissecting the whole of WPFW's current programming, WPFW staff, WPFW local station board, the programs, the numbers of hours devoted to public affairs, the number of hours devoted to music, and I think it's just not the way to proceed. So we need to diversify it. I encouraged everyone to please support our changes. So those are positive changes. We got to move to positive changes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Guillot, can you say that on the mic so the people listening on the stream can hear?
Lawrence Guillot. I started fighting at the age of 6. When my grandfather brought me before the Catholic Church and had me read Paul's letter to the Corinthians. I believe that I fought against HUAC. I fought for the right to fight in Mississippi. I fought to establish the Freedom Democratic Party. I was chairman of it. None of what I've done by myself. I've always never considered the odds. I think this radio station is absolutely essential if there's going to be any preservation of any semblance of democracy in America. We are poised at a moment where the president says, I broke the law, I will continue to break the law, do what you will. And as of this moment, this country is deciding what it's going to do. Patriots, Christians, and religious believers have no choice. You talk about nonviolence. The expert in America in lives in Washington, D.C. Her name is Mary King. She wrote a book called Freedom Song. You need to talk to her before you leave Washington. This gentleman just talked about multiculturalism. The book on multiculturalism is putting the movement back into civil rights teaching. It's done by a group called Teaching for Change. Their telephone number is 588-7205. There's a documentary that just came out about how to get young people to organize. The telephone number there is 518-5904. It's done by the Coalition for African American Affairs. The name of it is Stand Up. Let me be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. You are a group that I honor because this is the closest thing to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee that I've ever seen. AC, as to whether or not Ambrose Lane should be national, it should be international. And I would hope that consistent with the expectancy of activism, of ethics, and of creativity, and y'all, each of you have collectively demonstrated your ability to challenge anyone. Now, let me be very clear. I believe I have the highest rate of expectancy because I have learned one thing. When you're organizing people, if you have the highest expectancy possible, they will do it and they will transcend it. Now, so I'm calling upon you to do something that is utterly necessary. And I want you to, I'm basing my reputation on it because I've joined others in asking that the local elections be overturned. There's a written document. I would not take this position if I did not understand. That's why I wanted y'all to understand who I am, and this is what I stand for. I think this state, there's no station in America that I have more access to than this one. There's no station that I can defend unequivocally anywhere in the world. WPFW is open, it is inclusionary, and it's courageous. I'm asking if the elections be overturned, and I'm not attacking any individual. I am challenging you to act like what you say you are.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, can I just get clarification? Can I ask what elections? Are we talking about the national elections or your local board election?
Local board elections.
It's on the memorandum. I think everybody got it, and it details what the complaint is. It's certainly been emailed to the board by Mr. Joe Chiara, and it'll be in your email boxes if anybody wants it. I just was given this. I can pass it to you. Luzette King.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, my friend Norberto has actually taken the carpet from under my feet from what I was going to say. But what he said, although I do not agree with a lot of what he's saying, it's symbolic to what is happening at this local station. This is a discussion that should have happened nearly 2 years ago. We have been attempting to do a program evaluation for the last 2 years. And this is where I think we need to watch. Instead of dealing with the issues at local level, one of our members on the board actually came to us with a program, national programming policy, that we did not have an opportunity to participate in. I think we should be looking. It should be a bottom-up and not top-down. The other issue, and I really don't want to go into details. Anybody who wants to talk to me afterwards can tell me. The other issue I'm concerned about is the code of conduct that I'm hearing about. Pacifica, by birth, came out of dissension. And to come now and tell me that you're going to tell me how to speak and when to speak, it defies the very mission of Pacifica. And all I have to say to you, when you put together your code of conduct, where I'm concerned, you might as well bring the police to move me out. The other issue is about transparency. Now, nowhere should your executive session be so closed that we as listeners do not know what the agenda is. What is it you've been talking about this morning that we can't know? What is it? There's far too much secrecy in Pacifica, and that defies the mission of Pacifica. The other issue is the bylaws review. And here again, we're being treated as the stepchild. We did not have any opportunity to participate in that review. Brother Billy Ray just happened to be listening at your station, your meeting, and came back and told us that this was happening. I cannot remember any of our PNB reps telling us about it. And what I'm asking of you, and where's the executive director? Good. What I'm asking of you, sir, you just come in. This is my agenda. Management, and more management. This organization is too precious for us to be operating from the head. We need to be sitting down and we need to be identifying where we're coming from, where we're at, and where we are going. All this hullabaloo and nice talk don't mean anything. And I am determined to be in the minority because I'm used to it by color and gender. I'm used to it. I'm determined to participate in making this thing a true democracy. No secrecy. Open it up and talk freely. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is Billy Ray Edwards.
I'm going to save my welcome for this board until you leave, because this could be possibly the defining moment of this board and what I'm about to say. On this board, I see people from the old hijacking board members. I see people who sit out there where I'm sitting right now that cried like a baby, that they thought that Pacifica was lost. And the janitor damn near had to mop the floor with the tears from people. And some of y'all that sit up on this board right now. We've had a problem here in Washington, D.C. And it's wrong to have a problem like that exist. Especially when I walked in the cold. Especially when I was barred from that station for 13 years by trying to let you folks on this board know now what the real issue was in Pacifica. It's called content and programming and whose responsibility it is. You know now. And we stood out in the rain, like I said, to have fair, transparent elections. I have been wrong in this city for 2 years in a row. Unfair elections took place here in Washington, D.C., and none of y'all got the balls to stand up and say, hey, we need to do this again. And some of y'all stood out there with me, and it's wrong. And I'm telling the world that it's wrong. That election was an issue of ballots not being, the custody of the chain of the ballots, custody of the ballots was not protected. And my rights as a person that sits on the board that was running for this particular board was violated. It was this, you know, in 1989 when the programming policy started, the hijacking of Pacifica started, and I brought this to you because I stood up when nobody else stood up and said, there's an issue. It took me 13 years before you understood what that issue was. Now the only person that has any type of control and content and programming is Amy Goodman, and then along with that, her friends that was on there gave her the damn store.
Yes.
And all I want to say to you now, what, I'm not talking to these people from Washington, D.C. You can have a code of conduct and you can defend every damn thing else, but you cannot defend transparency in the election process of Pacifica. It's wrong. Last year I brought it to some people on this board about some improprieties that took place in the voting process when they refused even to sit the local chair in a proper manner so they can hijack this network. And then I went a whole year. Y'all elected Ambrose Lane as chair. Now, I'm going to one of the hijackers to pray to this man to allow fairness in this organization. When he damn near made fun of everybody that was in the street when he had Marion Barry on his program, and I had to call him and tell him, I said, man, that you got to do something a little better than that because there's two sides to every story. I am now on this LSB, and the world is looking at each and every one of y'all from the other four stations. What the hell are you going to do about fair elections, fair process, transparency?
Thank you. I believe it's Dorcas C. DeSasso. Is that correct?
Good evening, all, and welcome to Washington, D.C.
Good evening.
I'm a member of the WPFW Community Advisory Board, and I joined it because there hadn't been one for a long time. I've been away from the station. I was a programmer in late 70s, early 80s. In fact, my program was an award-winning program, Morning Reading Theater. And there has not been another program on the air like that in WPFW since. And I'm looking forward to working as the chairperson of the CAB, and so we can get money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to put forth some of these diverse programming that you've heard some of the other people have talked about this evening. I understand that that money is sitting there waiting for us to get it, and I'm going to do everything I can to get my hands on it so we can have some more award-winning programs. In closing, I'd like to say what Billy Ray said about the elections at WPFW, they need to be overturned. The election needs to be redone, and I'm looking forward to working with them also. Thank you.
Thank you. Wendy Schrell?
Hi, everyone. I'm Wendy Schrell. I was on the PNB for the last 2 years, and I just want to thank everybody for running for re-election and the new people who are taking on this awesome commitment, because it really is a ton of work. It's a big, huge time commitment, and I'm asking you to all help each other out in spreading this around, because the way it's gone is that a few people end up doing all the work. The committee structure is really difficult. There's so many committees, and each one has to have this many PNB members on it, and we end up with the people that are good at it doing it, and we really need everybody to get on a lot of committees. So my other piece of advice would be, I learned this in the when I ran for re-election for the PNB, and everybody was working behind the scenes, and I didn't realize it. So I ask you all to pick up the phone and talk to each other, learn from my valuable lesson. And to everybody else, I got to say that I've been studying Pacifica for 10 years, too, and the other stations don't know anything about PFW, and they want to know. So I wish more people would contact the PNB and get on Pacifica listservs and stuff and let them know what's up with PFW. Anyway, thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Dwayne Bradley.
Hi, everybody. I am Dwayne Bradley from Houston, general manager, and I beg the indulgence of the Washington folks here, because I really think this is the local community's time to talk to you, but I won't be here tomorrow during the manager reports. Our LSB chair will be giving my report to you, and I wanted to just make some personal comments to those of you who, most of you I know pretty well. Some of you I've not yet met. And for those of you who don't know me, I've been involved with KPFT in Houston since December of 1974 when I started volunteering. I've been the program director. I've been one of the main people in the take back movement in Houston and somehow ended up general manager. It'll be starting my fifth year there next week. I wanted to kind of go off of something that I referred to in my talk to y'all in Houston when you were there about the lack of diversity in Houston and the white privilege that I perceive as being one of the reasons behind that. And I wanted to not speak about that here tonight, but I wanted to speak about something else, which is diversity of income and diversity of the funding of Pacifica. And I want to just put this out on the table. And I know there's people listening around the country. I know this is being streamed and recorded, and as well as right here, eyeball to eyeball. And I know this word is one of those neutron bomb words, and I'm ready to be vaporized at, you know, any second now. But I want to use the word of underwriting. John Krigler this morning, and I won't go into any specifics of what he spoke of in that executive session. He used that word, and all of y'all who were here know what he talked about in those terms. I want to take that to the next step. I want to put it on the table. Fund drives in Houston, when I was hired 5 years ago, 4 years ago next week, we did 42 days a year of fund drive. We're up to 57 days a year of fund drive now. My goal when I was hired was to grow us from 3 drives a year to 2, and instead we're up to 4. And that's not atypical. That's very standard throughout the network these days. It's an unnecessary burden on our listeners when we know we have 87 affiliates around the world, and the vast majority of them accept underwriting. Pacifica invented public radio. If after 57 years we can't figure out a way, in a mission-based, clear, transparent, ethical way, to set standards by which we will accept funds from not just the people listening, but by the mom-and-pop shops that they own and operate, and by businesses that don't make neutron bombs but want to fund public radio,
time.
Then I think we should do that. So I'd like to ask y'all to refer this discussion to the Finance Committee and take it up. And this is just me speaking my personal truth to this power, and I just want you to know that.
I'd like to take the moment of privilege, if the board allows me, to state in very clear terms, because some of what Duane said might suggest that there was a discussion with the attorney about underwriting, and that is not the case. What we were being briefed on is FCC laws as it opposed to applies to public broadcasting. We were not discussing consideration of underwriting at Pacifica, and if and when we do, it's something that we'll certainly notify the community of. That was not the purpose of the executive session. I want to be clear on that. Carolyn Burden is next. Richard Phelps. No, Richard Phelps went. Carolyn Burden. No, you didn't go. Richard Phelps. Sorry. So thrown for a loop by that. Can't count anymore.
First of all, I just want to make absolutely clear to everybody that's here and listening on the air, I am speaking as a listener activist, not as the chair of the LSB, okay? Because I have my own mind, and this is representing myself and some people out there that I work with called People's Radio, and we have a collective that's for democratic transparency and so forth. And we won 2/3 of the vote in the last election. And there were problems. And we're working to make sure those problems don't happen anymore, and I hope that happens with you folks. I just want to say one thing about what Mr. Bradley said. I've been involved with KPFA for off and on 31 years, donated thousands of dollars over the years, and I can tell you right now, if we start doing any kind of underwriting, we'll probably lose half of our audience, because that's what makes us different. We are not beholden to anybody. And the reason that we may not be making enough money is because we're not doing it right. I'll tell you this about Pacifica, and I'm serious about this. We have had 28,000 subscribers in the Berkeley area, Bay Area, for the last 4 or 5 years. Given what's going on politically here, that is a pox on us for not doing it better. There's no reason in the Bay Area where there's 7 million people, and there are. If you look at all the voting statistics there, Governor Schwarzenegger lost his things in San Francisco by 80%. The medical marijuana thing a few years ago, 80% in the Bay Area. It's a very progressive area. And I've talked to people over the years, people that I work with in anti-police work and other, and they say to me, the station's irrelevant. I can't stand the news. It's terrible. We lose people as fast as we gain them because we're not taking care of business. And I believe with the right management and the right programming at that station, we can double and triple that audience in the Bay Area easily. Take us a couple of years. And I've got outreach plans ready for that, believe me.
Hi.
So anyway, I think if we go to underwriting, we might as well go home.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden.
Thank you. I'm Carolyn Burden, and I know most of you to some extent. You may not know me. I've been around for several years. I'm on the LSB, and I'm chair of the PNB's Elections Committee. And I think what Richard Phelps had to say and Duane Bradley are a perfect segue. If in fact we have to go to underwriting, we may as well pack it in. What's wrong with the excessive fund drive, especially at my station at BAI, has to do with the fact that we're just not reaching our audience, and we have to admit that. We need to go to the listeners and improve the programming, and they will come. And there are many levels of problems, but my own feeling, and one of the reasons I've been so involved with the Elections Committee, and I'm begging you all to pay attention to it and to get involved with it yourselves, is that it is there, the basis of the new Pacifica, that we will make it or break it. If we cannot run clean elections and inspire people to vote and give them a reason to support governance, which a lot of people, I have to say, are still fighting. They don't want it. They don't want governance. They don't like the idea of boards. They don't like the idea of a hierarchy or a response. But nevertheless, we're here, and it's not going to go away. So I'm going to ask you to turn your energies away from the local political disputes. I know there are many. And lift up thine eyes unto the hills. It is the national problem and national elections, and we need to look at a national level. So I beg you to get involved. Elect good people to the Elections Committee. I know people are overstressed. They're signed up for too many committees. They sign up and then they can't work. Please send people who can do the work. This is probably the busiest committee now for the rest of the year, and we're going to need all of your support and all of your help. Thank you.
That's the end of the people on the list, but if I'm correct, the founder of WPFW arrived during the comment. Mr. Hubbard, would you like to say anything? Put you on the spot? I'll get them next. I saw them too.
I'm sure you'll get to it.
Yeah.
It pleases me to welcome you here. And I wanted to just simply underscore...
Mr. Hubbard, some people on the board don't know who you are, so if you could introduce yourself by name.
I am Grigsby Hubbard, and I have a long history both in activism and with this network. I labored for fully a dozen years toward putting this station on the air and was part of the first local station board and have tried to stay with it through... all of the struggles, which challenge us all, but we're more challenged by the absolute necessity of this whole enterprise, and it's going to take our best. Obviously, we have our challenges, and they begin with the need to communicate one with another. And we can address these things by summoning up that energy to relate to that transcendent purpose, that need that's going to require us to, settle into some civility despite knowing that there's a reason for being so passionate about the things that are wrong in process historically and in the moment. But as I look around, I look to lots of great possibility, and this is just emblematic of the larger possibility beyond. And I look forward to more working with all of you. I have taken some time away from actually fighting through these meetings and am appearing to... actually, one of the things I'm doing... I decided consciously to limit myself to one board involvement locally, and so I'm the head of the local D.C. Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and we are... in the process now of making that a model for a region's response to that particular issue and making it part of the agenda of every single organization that works in any arena, taking the larger struggles and making them very personal in our, trying to address pacifism as a positive, active statement in our households and in our lives. And I mention that not so much for any kind of placing me in the world, but for as a suggestion of how we need to act one with another. I've had a number of wonderful conversations with people, and I'm recalling right now one bit from a conversation in L.A. with Dave, and it stayed with me, and he said, you know, I just had this notion that this radio should reflect some of the best of what it means to be alive right now, the best of what's going on in the culture. And in the moments of humor and audacity and passion and engage resistance to so many of the wrongs in the world that I've heard all over this country from so many different voices on this network, it has been that, and it can be so much more. So welcome, and keep up the good work. We've got more to do, as is clear. Thank you.
Thank you. So somebody said there were additional hands up of people who hadn't spoken yet and wanted to. Please, ma'am, come. We're asking that people spend 2 minutes, if they could, in their comments.
Won't take that long. I'm Verna Collins, and I'm welcoming you to Washington, D.C. And I have been an activist ever since I came out of the womb. I didn't like what I saw at that point, and I still don't like it. Okay? I am one of those persons who listens and spend my money with WPFW and don't get anything for it. So I decided it's time that I get active. And nobody knows who you really are. Where has the jazz gone? It's all gone. Where are the young people? My forte is civil disobedience and organize. The petty politics that we're playing here is killing us all. You've got to make decisions now. If your friends and your buddies aren't on the right path, leave them. This station has to become known. Most of the people I come in contact with, when I say, do you listen to WPFW? What? They don't know you're here, because they turn you off. Somebody mentioned that diversity. Well, there's never going to be diversity when you listen at your homes and you don't come out, and then when you come out, then you complain. Okay? And I don't know what else to say to you except that there are a lot of seniors out here who have turned the radio off, who want to be active, but there's nothing for them to be active for. So you need to do what you need to do. And I don't think I need to tell you what that is. And you will be hearing from me. And I will be using the courts, gangs, and you can think whatever you want to think about that. But I'm going to make a difference. And you're going to have to follow me. Thank you.